With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A scathing report documents multiple failures in preventing the first Trump assassination attempt.
Secret Service failures ahead of the attempted assassination of Donald Trump at a rally in Butler, Pennsylvania this July were foreseeable and preventable. That's according to a bipartisan report from the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee released today. Similar to the agency's own probe, the committee panel found multiple failures on almost every level ahead of the shooting. There was no clear chain of command among the agencies, no plan for coverage of the building where the shooter climbed up. Investigators found the Secret Service was informed about an individual on the roof 2 minutes before he opened fire. A sniper saw agents running with guns drawn, but did not think to tell other officers to get Trump off the stage. Jennifer King, Washington.
Tropical storm Helene, strengthening off the northeast coast of Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula, is eyeing Florida.
We anticipate it's going to become a hurricane later today, sometime in the next 6 to 12 hours as it moves near Yucatan out into the Gulf of Mexico. And after that, we are expecting steady to rapid intensification as the storm moves towards the Florida Gulf Coast, or the Florida Big Bend region and the northeast Gulf Coast.
The National Hurricane Center's Jack Bevin, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says Helene will be felt far and wide.
Know that this thing's there. Know that this could have broad impacts. And we're anticipating impacts, 100, 200 miles outside of the eye of the storm, you could see with winds and you can see with surge. So if you're in the Tampa Bay area, you anticipate that you're going to see impacts. We could also see impacts in southwest Florida with some of the surge, just depending on what the track is.
Also at SRNnews.com, check of Wall Street finds stock futures a bit lower. The Dow futures down 4 points. S&P futures 1 point in the red. This is SRN News. Chuck Swindoll is stepping down.
He will turn 90 years old in October, and he says it's time for him to retire from his post as pastor of the Stonebriar Community Megachurch in Frisco, Texas. Swindoll will not be giving up his iconic radio program, Insight for Living. In a statement on the church website, Swindoll says, quote, "While my role may be changing, my commitment to the mission and vision we uphold will never fade. This will always be our church family." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Voters will decide ballot measures on abortion and immigration in Arizona, a key battleground state where Republicans are looking to capitalize on concerns about illegal border crossings. Democrats, meanwhile, believe the abortion amendment will boost turnout for them. In fact, at least 9 states will vote on abortion in November, and experts are divided on which party might be helped by increased turnout. Pro-life advocates are focusing on those states going door to door, hopes of getting people to the polls. This is SRN News. Congress moving quickly to avert a government shutdown just weeks before the November election.
The House and Senate are expected today to approve a stopgap measure that would fund agencies through December 20th. Avoiding a federal shutdown weeks before the November 5th presidential election. The new fiscal year begins next Tuesday. Added to the temporary spending bill is $231 million to bolster the Secret Service after the 2 assassination attempts on former President Donald Trump.
We expect that to pass by a wide margin.
Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson.
What we're going to do this week, as you know, is a very narrow, bare-bones CR. To do only what's absolutely necessary.
Donna Warder, Washington.
The lower house of Russia's parliament has approved the first reading of a proposed law. It would bar the adoption of Russian children by citizens of countries where so-called gender transitioning is legal. More details at SRNnews.com.